was is that Gog and Magog, Perek Lamed Ches, was Gog and Magog are going to come upon Bnei Yisrael. They're going to take in all those other nations with them. They're going to surround them. It mentions all the nations, Paras, Kush, Put, etc., all these different people, etc., right? And it says many days, they're going to be around the whole land, etc.
That's the Mashiach stuff.
Right, this is when we get to the real Mashiach stuff. But look at Pasuk Yud. Lamed Ches Yud.
Perek Lamed Ches Yud.
That's the honest truth. Without Dave, we're just lost. Okay. That's where we are. We can go a little bit further. Elal Eretz Prazos, Lachin and Elvin Adam, Michael, go call Marshall, Lakim, Alubi, Yom, Alubi, Shabbat, and Yisrael, Abbas, Abseda, Shamato, Asher, Divart, Vayom, Kermon, Biad, Abdan, Rim, and Nibim, Bayom, Rim, Shonim, Lahav, Yoskal, Layam. All right, let's see Yud Lamed Chas, Yud Chas. So, Hayyab, Yom, Ahu. It was on that day, Yom Bal Gog, Alad, my sister, on the day that Gog goes to the land of Israel, Numa, Shamal, Lakim, Talach, Amasi, Bapi, and that day that they come to Eretz Yisrael, says Akash Farhu, they're willing to fight like this, my anger is filled, I'm filled with wrath. I'm going to speak with all of my anger, with the fire coming from me. There's going to be an earthquake throughout all the land of Israel. We know that Israel's on some type of a fault line. There's going to be a massive earthquake that goes through. There's going to be mountains that are going to fall. There's going to be steps that are going to be destroyed. All the walls will fall down to the ground. Now, first of all, we don't know if this is destruction for the Jewish cities, or destruction for Gog and Magog, Gog the king of Magog, that comes into the land and that they get destroyed through this. That we don't know. We don't have any idea regarding that. Either way, I'm going to call out to the Harei Cherev Nu Hashem Elokim. Cherev Ish Balkitiyah. Each man will fight each other. That for sure is going to go Gog and his nation of Magog against Israel. Shvati Yitov Adevro Adam. I'm going to give them plagues and blood. The guest Showtape and stormy rains, the Avni al Gavish, as well as hailstones and even comets that come from the sky, Isha Gafris, fire and sulfur, Amtur Allah al Gafab on him and all of his armies, Al Amim Rabim Ashreitov, Yizkadal to Yizkadish, even Odatu, and Agaim Rabim Yavikin Hashem, they all know that I'm a Kaddish Baruch Hu. This is what we said in the Haggadah night, right?
I mean,
that's what this is referring to. We're going to see the exact
puppets.
What? I remember Kaplan, who wrote the English Amyamalays, the translation, the English
Amyamalays.
With Aryeh Kaplan, I'm sorry. So with Aryeh Kaplan writes in Parshas Bo, when talking about Barad, in his notes, meaning the little numbers that he has in the back, that refers to comets that came out of him. And that's why he means fire with the snow surrounding them, the ice surrounding them. I can hear how it's far-fetched. But nonetheless, he says that it refers to actual comets.
I mean,
no, you can have small comets that still make it
burn up.
Not like huge.
No, they start huge and they burn up until they're small. Yeah. But the comets...
Hold on. There are the times where I just read it not too long ago where people will have like a hole that big in their ceiling.
Right.
And it's a comet.
No, it's a meteorite.
Meteorite. Okay, then I'm saying it wrong. You're right. Yeah, correct.
It's wrong.
Meteorite is wrong. That's true.
So comets
are rocks too.
No, they're not.
They can be.
Yes.
But the way they they just landed on a comet.
No, we're not Googling.
They're keeping it as is. Gases or rock combined with all
can
that.
You do it on your watch now?
It's not necessarily one thing.
Not connected.
It's really just
no, but it's
just a combination.
Right,
but the point is, no, the ice though, and if rocks are going to burn up, the ice is going to go.
He wins, you lose.
Clap.
Okay.
Ice and gases and all this other stuff. And
comets are a mixture.
Either way, whatever the wording would be, something like that. Right, Calvin says it. All right, let's go to Lamed Ches. Lamed Ches over here. I want you to prophesy about Gog. You're going to be the head of Meshach Visuval. Again, Meshach Visuval, remember, were nations from all the way back when. They live around the Persian area, around there.
Here's the thing about the Middle East. Everybody's fighting everybody.
Mm-hmm.
They have Ebola in Africa. That's diseases. And there's like hurricanes all over and crazy storms.
Okay, no, that's not Gog and Magog. Here's the idea behind it. He's going to grab people from all over the place. He's going to bring them from the north, etc., and bring them into the mountains of Israel. I will hit down. You know what? These are difficult words to be able to translate. What do you guys have translated for Gimel? And I will hit your bow
from your left-hand side? Is that the wording?
Yes,
is that,
and make the arrows fall from your right.
The second you have your and I'll knock them down. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be fighting for us while the nations are going up against Jerusalem and the Jews. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be fighting on the right side and the left, taking care of everything so that nobody hits you. So hurry yourself, people. After all, you're going to fall, he says to Gog. You and all of your armies, Amim Asher Yitzchak, Le'et Tzipor. Again, the word Le'et is a little bit weird, right? But it's like a vulture, right? Tzipor Kokanav, the way a vulture gets all the birds. I'm going to give you to the vultures, to the birds, to the wild animals to be eaten. Your bodies will rot in the fields. That's what I say. I'll send a fire against Magog. In other words, the country of Magog, which we're not so sure where that is, will all be sent in a fire. I'll assume it's Russia. Those who are sitting in the islands, they'll be sitting in surety. The other can Hashem will know that I'm a Kadosh Baruch Hu. I'm not so sure why the islands, by the way. I'm assuming it's because the islands wouldn't fight. That's my assumption right now. Okay. All my nation will know that I'm God. There will no longer be a chilul Hashem among any of them. The other one going to be Hashem Kadosh Yisrael. I'm telling you, it's coming and it will be, says God. That's the day that I spoke of in the beginning of days. They went out, all the people who lived in the cities of Israel. They're going to destroy and knock down. What's the word? Do you have that down? The wording is weird. I assume it means they fought in the war.
Sikh is the start of fire.
Is that what it is? So that's what it is over here. It's with a sin. Milosh Navara, you're right. I thought because it was a sin instead of a samach. But you're right. They started a fire. Bineshek, obviously that's weapons. Mogin Mitzina, the shield and, you know, whatever
fires,
it is.
Yeah.
Fire, that's right. The Kesh of the Chitza with bows and arrows. The Mako Yad Baromach, right, with little sickles and even spears. The Arabahem Eish Shavashanim. That fire will be there for 7 years. Now that's a bit of a question of what to do with all that. In other words, it's going to be a very long time. 7 years is a Shemitah cycle. That's like an extremely long time. It might not be for 7 years exactly. The point is for a while. They will no longer carry wood from the fields, nor will they cut it down from the forests. They will take their own weapons.
Fire is going to last 7 years?
No, there will be a fire that lasts for 7 years and everything will be destroyed, right? That thing in Magog, etc. But now they're saying they no longer need it. And now they're no longer going to need it. They don't need their weapons anymore. They're going to use their weapons to start the fires. And they will take spoils and will take all their plunder from all the nations that used to plunder them. That's what the Jews are going to get. I'm going to give him a grave among Israel. And that's when we know that the war of Gog has not happened yet, if it'll happen. Because there hasn't been an enemy who's then been buried in Eretz Yisrael, but Gog is going to be buried among the Bnei Yisrael.
There's never been an enemy buried in Eretz Yisrael. Right. And maybe the war was started
something
was
powerful
because of teshuva or because of prayer.
Okay, that's a good call. Meaning the war
about
that
the tunnels
you,
with his, I was like, the tunnels.
It's famous from the Chafetz Chaim.
Rebbe
Chanan
buried in Ramallah.
Oh, is he? Oh, but he was unburied. Kovitz Mamarin, Rebbe Chanan told from the Chafetz Chaim. He said that there were three parts to the war of Gog and Magog. Three parts to it. The first part, he said, was World War I. In World War I is when he said it. He said, in World War I, the Chafetz Chaim, he said, this is the first of the three parts. He said, the second one will be doubly as bad and will be in 20 years. Right? I don't remember the exact years, but he said it will be in 20 years. And the third one is a long way off, and it will be much worse.
Where's
that's the line
recorded?
Kovitz Mamarin. It's in, you know, that two-volume set about Rebbe Chanan Wasserman? To have it down in there,
so
I can look it up.
Rebbe Chanan wrote that before World War II.
Rebbe Chanan Wasserman did not write Kovitz Mamarin. Kovitz Mamarin was put together from the letters and the writings of Rebbe Chanan. So it's put together by, it was an old Rebbe in OJ. I don't remember if he still works at OJ or not. But he put it all together. So there's verification from the letters. And they have all the copies right there. They have the copies. They show you on some of them right there. So that's something we could look up. But that's the famous line that he says. He has a whole piece in Ikvasid of Mashiach on what's going to be, Rebbe Kahnan, and this is part of what's going to be, is the whole idea of that Gog and Magog is going to be there. Chas Hashem, let's hope that it doesn't happen. Let's hope that World War II was all the punishments we needed, and that we don't need anything more than that.
To say that there is, it's referring to other stuff also that has happened in the last 7 years.
No, that's definitely true. And maybe you're right. Maybe it is something like Yasser Arafat or something like that. I find it unlikely because it wasn't a full war, and doesn't seem like
it could was no, true, but you look at things like somebody once, I once, there's a prayer in
you guys say it, start to say it, right. You daven that Gog and Magog doesn't happen,
right?
Or Shiva Shokeinu or something like that.
It's in Tishkom Yerushalayim, that one.
Yerushalayim?
We say Tishkom.
Okay, that's there. Yeah.
Yeah, so it says that we pray that
Yosef. Right.
So then, I even remember Rabbi Raka saying that, you know, like, you're just throwing out examples, I think this is what it was. But
wait, hold on, just so everybody knows, what Binyamin's referring to is in the Sephardi, what we call Blue Yerushalayim, in Sephardi land, so the Ben Ish Chai, right, I think it's the Ben Ish Chai who wrote in the Sefer, that you should daven in this prayer that Mashiach ben Yosef should not be killed. That's what you should daven for. That's what he's referring to, by formalus or whatever it is. Our milus, right. That's what it is. So yeah, go on.
So it says that, so if you look at, you know, the Nazis went through North Africa and tried to get
right,
to
right,
stop on the border by Al-Arish, the Battle of Al-Arish.
Right by the Bir Yaakov, right. I'm just saying. Yeah,
but I'm just saying that, but it like could be that, you know, because of the prayers of that, you know, it stopped the Nazis from getting into the
I hear you. Yeah, I definitely hear you. It could have happened that way, well, and that's that. No, there's a famous story. It's in the Abir Yaakov book. It was an Ashkenazic rabbi who had a dream from the Abir Yaakov. This Ashkenazic rabbi was going through Eretz Yisrael, davening at every grave that the Germans shouldn't make it to Eretz Yisrael, and he had a dream. And in the dream, the Abir Yaakov, Yaakov Abukhatzer, the grandfather of the Baba Sali, came to a dream and said, "You've gone to every kever, but you haven't come to mine." He said, "Where are you?" He said, "Dimanur," which is a city near, I think it's a different city now in Egypt. Yeah, but it's in Egypt, in northwestern Egypt, somewhere around there. I looked it up once. And he said, "Well, how am I supposed to get there?" And then the Abir Yaakov stopped, and it wasn't there. The only way to get to Egypt was on the British Army's trains that were going down there.
Yeah.
And he convinced the British Army trains, it took a long time, but he convinced the British Army's trains that he should go there. This is when imminent war, when the Germans were in North Africa already and going through, and they were sending down troops from Palestine in there, the British troops down there. He convinced them to go on the train, went on the train, went there, and on the day that he got there, that day that he got there, there were 9 other people there waiting to make a minyan at the Abir Yaakov's kever. He went there, made a kever, and he had a dream that night, and Abir Yaakov said to him, in that area, he said, "You don't have to worry, everything was stopped." That's the story. It's in the Abir Yaakov's book. I forgot the name of the road.
The rabbi that he prayed at. You have to look at that. He was
the Abir Yaakov, yeah. It's a combination.
Okay.
It's, either way, regardless, that's the idea behind it. So somehow there's going to be that way. What do you got? This is the Ben Ishchai Sefer. Do you have it over here?
This is in Ashkenaz.
Oh, really? He brings up Shara Kavanos from the Arizal. From the Arizal.
Also brings out amazing. The Pisei David.
Beautiful. Unbelievable. That's exactly it. Yes, Ashkenaz and Shara. It's not just smart and we dominate about Mashiach.
It's question what you have in mind.
Good. Very, very good call. All right, check it out. We got now over here. So he was buried there. Jay Ha'ovrin, by the valley of the passerby, Kidmat Yam, on the east side of the sea, of the Mediterranean Sea. That's interesting. That might be Ramallah. The Kosemes he at the Ovrin. I don't know what the wording is over here. It closed off from the Ovrin. From people can't pass by anymore. Maybe it's going to be closed off.
There's a wall that they built.
Okay. The Kavrusham is Gog. They're going to bury their Gog. That's Kalmo now. Let's not listen. Let's not give Yasser Arafat any credence to anything he did. And that way, not even Gog.
They walled them off.
By the way, the Kavrusham is Gog. They buried their Gog. That's Kalmo now. And all of his people. The Karu Gay Hamon Gog. They're going to call it the Valley of the Multitude of Gog. Ukvarum Beis Yisrael, Lamantara to Arshiva Kadashim. And for 7 months, they're going to bury, it's going to be so terrible, the Jews that died and try to be Matar of the land. It'll take 7 months to get all the bodies buried of all the Jews around there. The Kavru Kolam Ha'aretz, they'll bury all the people of the land. Ba'ayolam L'shem, Yomi Kavdinu Mashem Elokim. At that point, there will be a name, there will be an honor that's given on such a day that they'll give the Umos look at us and praise us that we're sitting there burying our dead for that long. People will continuously, they'll separate the people passing by the land. The Kavrim is over as no sarin. Alpnei Aretz, they're going to bury everybody. At the end of 7 months, they're going to do an investigation. Baritz Bara Etzem Adam. At the end of 7 months, they're going to see one bone of a man. Ubona Etzlo Tzion. And they're going to build by it a Tzion. A Tzion means a fence around it that people know that this is a place of Tumah. Because one bone of one person is still Mikame, Ohel, Maga, etc. They have to build a Tzion around it. This is the Gemara Moikatan. You're even allowed to do that in Moikatan and Kolamoi. To build around a Tzion to make sure that people know to stay away. At Kabroso on the Kabrimo Geam on Gog until they bury all those barriers. They bury it by the valley of Hamon Gog, and that will be the last of the burials that they're going to do. Megam Shem Ir Hamono
Bitiar Oretz. It's one bone. Why can't they bury it immediately? Why does it build a fence and then bury it?
I think that's what they did. I hear what you're saying. I think maybe the wording is a little bit off. I don't think it meant that they're burying it after they built a tzion. They're going to see a bone, build a tzion, where they're going to bury it. I think that's how you got to read it over there.
We're saying
all the Jews were there for 7 months, yeah. Among the other nations. But
who kills them? Gog?
Gog, Magog, the whole country of Magog.
Oh, I thought it was just complete chaos. I thought it was just anarchy. Everybody's killing everybody.
Yeah, it could be all. I mean, that was what, that's how Gog
went down. And then I thought you said that the people that are inhabiting with the Jews are dying.
As well, those people as well. I don't know if those are the bodies that they're burying, though.
Yeah.
Let's look back at Rashi, because I believe it was just the Jews. Rashi said, "V'kavru kolam aris shemesu shamayelam l'shem kolum v'zistapru l'shemam l'shach l'chazed ein l'chakum v'zu rachmanin ish l'adam shakov v'ras oivo shamayelam l'orgo." You're right. It's the enemies they're going to bury for 7 months. You're correct.
I think that's the reason people are
very good.
That's
why they're praising
us. Time to bury our enemies.
Very good call.
Not our own people.
Good call. But Gam Shemir Amona v'tiara aris, they were mekar the whole land.
They're mekar the enemies.
The enemies. All of Magog. That's a Ben Adam.
They're going to clean up and start burying them, even though, like, when they
again, let's not give them credence. Seven not even they are Magog.
Yeah. 7 months of burying ISIS.
There's like hundreds of thousands of dead people in Syria.
Call them out of Shem Elohim.
And we're going to bury them.
It's interesting. Because our land is going to take over that land.
Of course. What do you think the Syrians are getting treated up in the north when they go on?
Call them out of Shem Elohim. No more. Let's keep on cooking up the local ISIS. So says God. Say, this is weird, by the way. This is Yechezkel.
Man,
saying to all the birds, Kohai said to all the wild animals, he comes to Ubo, he up to Misavis, gather together, come together, Ajishi Asherani Zobeh Lachem, till you come to my sacrifices that I make for you, Zevach Gadol, we'll make one big sacrifice, a Hori Yisrael, Bachalton Basar Sisam Dung. Listen to this. So he's gathering together all the animals. And these animals are seemingly are going to be used as korbanos. There's going to be a massive amount of korbanos that are going to be there. People will eat the flesh, they'll drink the blood. Not so sure if that's literal, right? Doesn't seem like it's literal because we know we're not allowed to drink the blood. Maybe it refers to bring them up as the korbanos. B'sar gibor tochelu, and the animals will eat the flesh of those strong men. The dam nitzia or tissue, they will drink the blood of the prince of the land. Elin karim batuzim parim marie bashan kulam. They are the fattened calves and the fattened cows. Those are the people that are in charge. B'chal tochelu l'sabah. You will eat all that fat by satiation, and you'll be satiated. See some dumb l'shikaron. You'll drink the blood until you're drunk of it. From all my korbanos that I bring over to you, and you'll be satisfied on my table. Out of all the horses and the chariots, the strong men, all the men of war, says God. And I'll put my honor upon the nations. All nations will see what I did to Magog and all the mishpatim that did against the other day. All the nations will know that I am God from that day. And on. They'll all know that I'm the one who took care of them. Yadu Gaim, this is Pasuk Chav Gimel, everybody. Yadu Hagayim Ki Avonam Galu Beisrael. It's their own sins that caused their galus. Alashar Malu Beis, because what they did, Va'asher Panayim Ahem, therefore I had Hester Panim from them. And I put them in the hands of their enemies, and they all died by the sword. According to their tomb and according to their sins, I did to them, and I gave them that Hester punning that I promised. But now, I'll bring back all the returnees of Yaakov, and I'll have mercy on Ben Yisrael, and I'll have that zealousness, that jealousy for my holy name to make sure that everybody's back. They're going to carry away all of their shame and all of their evil that they did against them. The Shivtal and Muslim, when they go back to their land, Lavetach, in surety to Emach Rid, without anything to fear. The Shoviosam and Amun, when I got rid of them from the nations, the Givatiosam and Archos Oideim, when I gathered them together from all the lands of their enemies, and Nikashvi Bamla Ine Agoim Rabim, and I was made Kadosh there in the eyes of the many nations. The other Kiani Hashem, they'll know that I'm Hashem Elokim, their God. When I exiled them to the nations, the Kinatim and Muslim, then returned them back, and I don't remain even one Jew Jew left in all of those lands. I'm no longer will there be such a concept of Hester Panin. I'm now going to pour out my spirit upon them, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to all of Bnei Yisrael. Now, we're going to have a little bit of a break in Perek Mem, where he goes back to the Gullah, so to speak. But this is going to be hope for the future. He's going to tell them what's going to be so that they're not scared anymore of what's going to happen. That's the Chameishana LeGullah statement. 25 years into the Gullah, the Rosh Hashanah, in the beginning of the year, Be'esor LaChodesh, on the 10th of the month. Now, that obviously is a little bit of a question. When would that be? Now, if it's the 10th of the month, it's obviously not Rosh Hashanah, right? But we all know
on Yom Kippur, it's still the beginning of the year.
Good, good. Not only that, we'll get to that in a second. If you say it's the beginning of the year, usually the beginning of the year is Nisan. So the 10th of the beginning of the year would normally be the 10th of Nisan, right? But here, it's most likely, and this is the way that Rashi learns it, it's referring to Yovel of that year, right? And here's how Yovel works. Yovel starts on Rosh Hashanah, and the slaves are technically freed, but they stay by their master for a little bit. The lands are sort of in, whatever, quandary for a little bit. And then on Yom Kippur is when they blow the shofar and Yovel happens. So Yovel actually occurs on Yom Kippur. So it's the beginning of the year, but the real point is on the 10th of the month. Ba'arba Esrei Shana Achasher Huksa Ir, 14 years after the city was captured. Remember, 11 years after Yehoyachin was exiled, that's when Tzidkiyah was exiled, right? 25 years later, 14 years after Tzidkiyah. Ba'etzem HaYom HaZeh, on that day, Hoysa La'yad Hashem B'Yavil Sishama. This is another remez, by the way. On that very day, that wording is only used by Yom Kippur. We do have it to refer to the middle of the day by when Moshe Ben was buried, etc. Yitzias Mitzrayim. But the line that's used, right, by the Mabul, the three times that it's used, says Parsha Azinu and Rashi and Azinu, right, the Etzem HaYom HaZeh is also used by Yom Kippur. And that's how we can refer to it. I got a nevuah from Hashem, and he brought me there. Okay, where's there? To Yerushalayim to see the binyan bias of what was going to be lost love. So imagine this. Again, you're sitting there on Yom Kippur, you're davening Musa for Ne'ilah, and then all of a sudden HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to you, gives you a crazy nevuah, and you find yourself in Yerushalayim. You're now standing in Yerushalayim.
Probably wasn't davening Musa for anything, because there was that wasn't connected.
Whatever it was, you know, whatever they had, they definitely had tefillos. So you'd assume they had something. So whatever it was they were doing, I'm giving this example. Imagine you during Musaf and Ne'ilah, and then all of a sudden you have it, and you're standing your life. But Marosol came at the Ani Al Eretz Yisrael in a vision of God. He brought me to Eretz Yisrael, and he came to a hard to ball of the oath, and he placed me on a very high mountain. The Ovlov can meet me near me again, and I could see a city being built on the south of the mountain. Now, here's the deal. The Makom HaMikdash was called different words by the three of us. When Avraham Avinu came to it, he saw it as a har. He saw it as a mountain, right? When Yitzchak Avinu came to it, he saw it as a bias. When Yaakov Avinu came to it, it says Vayifka Bo Bamakom. The Gemara says that those three words refer to the lowering of how low Har Maria got, so to speak, in spirituality, so to speak. From Avraham Avinu's level of the Akedah, it kept going down through Yeridus Adoros, even though the Avos were the greatest. Nonetheless, it kept going down. We look at Har Maria, and we don't see that Kedusha that needs to be there, and we also don't see the physical height. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but I'm pretty sure that it looks like that the mountains around Har Maria are actually higher than Har Maria. And especially back in the day, they say that back in the day, where they actually lived was much, much lower than we are today. This is like built up like garbage upon garbage upon garbage, yeah, where we're standing right now.
Har Maria, you look down, you see the level of Har Maria today is the point of the highest point of Har Maria.
That's correct, and that's what it said. And Herod did some stuff to it.
The archaeologists say that there was something that happened that it actually physically lowered.
That it lowered? I didn't know that. Yeah. But that line that we use for it, that would be awesome if they had it. But the line that we have is that a Kadosh Baruch Hu lowered the mountain, literally, physically lowered the mountain, said it wouldn't look like that ultimate spot, so it wouldn't be seen as like the holy spot. But it was a higher mountain than anything else. So says Yechezkel, I'm seeing it as a huge mountain, and the city is being built from the south.
Now,
Now, if we think that way, okay? Well, no, let's think. That would have been west.
No.
Because remember, the Makoma Mikdash.
Well,
exactly. So west would be this way. East is this way. The Kotel, which is obviously the western wall,
yeah,
facing that way. So the King David is in the west.
Yeah.
Right? The King David is in the west.
And the Jerusalem
is in the south. So one, right, I believe that's what it's called, is the one that's in the north. That's the part of the north.
The valley.
Oh, so what's called that's east Jerusalem, I'm sorry, is that. And then on the south is Ir David. That's called Sawan. Right, Ir David, which is now Sawan. That's going to be the south. That's the part that he saw all built up. Now, the truth is that that was the part that was built up by the Arabs, even then. Only later on.
No.
No, not by Yechezkel. I mean,
since
the Arabs took over in 800, whatever it was, that's always been. All of our part of Jerusalem, meaning what we know, you know, and hold dear, all part of us, none of that. There was swamp areas and disgusting. It was all disturbing. You got to read what happened when they built Mea Sharon, which was one of the first cities that they built outside.
No, the first one.
Yeah, that's correct.
No,
Chalpiot was up there.
No, the first one was Amin Moshe.
No, no, it was not. It was not. It was Nerder Fort. Nerder Fort, if I remember correctly. But they're right. Right around there. But Chalpiot was also, it was one of those. It was Chalpiot and Mea Sharon. The Bedouins, yeah, the Bedouins were all over the place. Mea Sharon was famous because that's why there's a fortress around it. They built their own walls around, and that's what Mea Sharon is, right? The right-hand side. You see, it's just huge walls that go all the way around with little spaces in between for people to walk in. What?
For a forum? They keep a Shushan forum there?
They all keep Shushan forum because it's still considered part of Yerushalayim. There's big shilohs about all of Yerushalayim and the Maseret, etc.
Yeah,
but there are shilohs about that. But regardless, everybody in all of Yerushalayim, even in the Yaakov, keeps the 15th as their day of Purim. Even though in the Yaakov, the Yaakov is also a huge shiloh. In the Yaakov, you can't see Yerushalayim from there.
No, but
you can see.
You can see
Pisgat Zev. You can see
that.
That's correct. That's how they go. So it's interesting that way. Maseret is still a shiloh.
Ramot was the only neighbor in Yerushalayim that is a shiloh.
Maseret now?
No, Ramot.
Because that's a part of Yerushalayim. I believe it is.
No, I know. Right. So,
but I think they haven't suffered.
There's a question.
A lot of people. I remember somebody in Ramot going to Yerushalayim on the 15th so that they would be high just in case.
Yeah, we did that.
Right, they would do that, right?
We
did that to Kalash. You didn't stay there,
did you? No, I did that. We did that at a party.
That was a different story, right? Well, this system was for Kedusha reasons. By Yavi Osu Shama, so God brought me there. Meaning, Ish Mareu Kamari Nechoshes. I saw a man there, he says, that looked like copper. Oops, still pished him yado. He had a string of linen in his hands. Ukinea mida, and still like a measuring stick. Uomi bashor, he stood by the gate, this man that was measuring the ground. Ben Adam, Rebbe Nechal, look with your eyes, Ubaz Nechal Shaman, listen with your ears. The sim lib chalachosh and maroskoch, and pay attention to everything that I'm about to show you. Kilmat haroskoch ubashena. In order for you to see it, that's why you're being brought here. Now, Agitus Kolasharat's a rule of the base straw. I want you to tell over everything you see to Bnei Yisrael. Now here's what I saw. I saw a wall going around the base of Mikdash, around. Yadi Ish Kamida. Now this man had a measuring stick. Sheish Amos Bama. Each Amma, right, was Sheish Amos Bama. There were six Amos Bama. I don't remember how we word that. I don't remember if each Amma was six Amos or there was six Tokim per Amma. Ba'ama Vatofa. But Yomanis Rokhma Binini measured the width of the binyan, konechod, one measure, the koma konechod, and the heat, and the height, with another measure. The Rebbe Oshar Shapanam Derech HaKadima came to the gate that turned toward the east. The Alba Malosav went very high up. The Yamada Safashar, and he measured the Safashar. The Saf is the, what's the wording, guys? The ceiling, the something. I don't know how you call it. What does he have inside there? Pusik, above. What do you got over there?
Doorpost?
That might be it.
The gate?
Yeah, that might be it.
The threshold.
The top of the doorpost?
No, bottom.
The bottom.
The was being measured.
Okay. I thought it was the top. Yeah.
Maybe it is the window.
Oh, it says over here, Safashar Rashi, that I should have looked at Mizuzah Safashar. That's the side.
Yeah,
the sides. Okay, that makes sense. At Safashar, Kone Echod Rokav. So it's one
threshold.
to wrestle. That's what they call it. Kana echad rocha. There's one wide, one kana wide. That's not echad kana echad rocha. So that as well, one amma wide. That tall kana echad. Each chamber was one kana. And I'll be honest with you. We did this originally with Shlomo Melech when we went through in Melachim Aleph. We went through the base of Mikdash and all of its everything in there. We went through it, and the Mi'am Louis explained quite a bit over here. It's going to be very difficult to explain what the third base of Mikdash is going to look like. So we're going to kind of run through this without fully understanding what this is, because we don't have the Mi'am Louis.
I just want to understand what copper man is supposed to be non-man-made.
Yeah, where is the Mi'am
Louis? That is a bit of a shaila, if it's going to come straight down from Shemayim or if we have to build it. Either way, he's seeing it so that he could tell the people. I'm sorry, there was no Mi'am Louis written on Yechezkel for whatever reason.
What was the copper man?
The copper man was a reference to somebody who was shining with the light of the sun onto the people, so to speak, sort of like reflecting the light onto the people. But he had no power himself. He was a representative of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's it, yeah. Malach.
Like a good term?
I'm pretty sure. I'm not positive. V'atar kona echad orech. V'akona echad rocha. I don't know if we're going to get the shamir. Who says we're going to get that? I don't know if that's a guarantee. No, we have no guarantee for that. Maybe for the, you know, for the big dekuna we need it. Maybe for the choshen and the stones on the choshen. Maybe that's what we need.
Because it's awesome.
Anyway, nowadays, I don't understand if we need it nowadays. If we have lasers, the issue is you can't put metal on those stones.
What if
diamond drills off?
Put a laser beam on the shamir one.
Well, that would be too awesome to speak about. Anyway, Ubeina 25 amas between each chamber was 5 amas in Pasuk Zayin. The Safa Shami, Itza Ulam Hashami, Abayis Kana Echad. That also, that lint of the mezuzah, so around that area, is also another Kana. But Yomanis Ulam Hashar, he measured the Ulam of the Shar. The Ulam is the bigger room. May Abayis Kana Echad. It was again one Kana, and again there was 6 amos. But Yomanis Ulam Hashar, Shmona amos, it was 8 amos. The Elov, Shtayim amos, toward it was 2. Elov, its areas were 2 amos, the Ulam Hashar, May Abayis. The Toya Shar, Derech HaKadim, toward the East, Shloshim, Mipo, Shloshim, the Vokri, and Yishai, Mida Aksel, Shloshim. Same measure for all 3 of them, Mida Aksel, Elam, Mipo, Mipo. The Yom HaNizroch HaPesach HaShar, he measured the width of the gate of the outside, Esther Amos, Orach HaShar, Shlosh Esrei Amos, 13 Amos, all the other, Gvul HaTeatos, there was a border in front of those chambers, Amachas, Gvul Mipo, Vatos Sheshamos Mipo, Sheshamos Mipo, Yom HaNizroch Migaga Tol Lagago, from the roof of the chamber to the roof of the top, Roch HaVestrim HaKamesh Amos, were 25 Amos high, that's obviously very high, that's about, give or take, about 40 feet.
Why is it so descriptive? What's the purpose of all these descriptions and size? This is a dream, like, what's the point? But this is like a nivua. What's the purpose of
that? For them to build it if they have to build it.
With the third base of Mikdash?
Yeah, they didn't know that there was going to be a second base of Mikdash just yet. For all intents and purposes, they thought that when they come back after Golos Babel, this is what they're building. It's only because Chagai got up. They would have built it. Ezra Nechemiah were going to build it. It's only when Chagai got up later on and said, wait, I have a vision. There's a second base of Mikdash. That's the third. That's when Chagai said it, where they were like, oh, okay.
So
they knew that Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky is a famous shita, that everyone knew that the second base of Mikdash was temporary. They were hoping that through the second base of Mikdash they would rebuild the third base of Mikdash, so to speak. They knew, they understood, but nonetheless it was still a base of Mikdash. It could still bring korbanos, the kedusha still applied, everything like that. But according to Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, they all knew, and that's why they had preparations. They had Mikdash Ma'at, which were the shuls that they made. They allowed them to daven. They came up with the concept of that was Anshin Knesset Gedola, and other things that they did before there. Vayas es Elim Shishim Amo.
Why do they think they were going to build it? You don't build it. The third base of Mikdash is not built.
That's what Chaim said before. That's a bit of a kasha. Who knows what's going to be with that, and therefore they might be built.
Now it comes like down.
That possibly, or Zilcha. Or Zilcha, maybe that'll happen.
Build it.
Where? If we're good,
get the contract. We're
like, terrible. And then it's proper time.
Yeah. All right, no, we're good, we're terrible, and proper time.
The Itar Akashana. Yeah.
That's true.
I don't know. I don't know. True. It's Chazal, you know, Mavis Chazal.
Does this apply just if we're good? Or?
We don't know. Honestly, we don't know. We know the third baseman is going to be there no matter what. The question is how it's built. Maybe that's the shot. Maybe, Dave, if they were really good, that's when it comes down from Shemayim. Maybe if it's, through, because that's the proper time, the Zman, that it's going to be through our own hands. We don't know. We honestly, we have no idea.
I didn't think that we were supposed to build it.
By the way, as a side note, how do you know, maybe, I'm just saying, how do you know that even if it says that it's going to come down for Shemayim, how do you know that, of course, it obviously could be through a massive miracle, because everything's going to be miraculous at that time. How do we know that it's not through machinery? You know what I'm saying? Maybe it's going to be machinery. We don't. Maybe it will.
You think God's going to, like, drop a caterpillar in, like, a giant litter and try to, like, go for it? Like,
first of all, that would be more awesome. No, I mean, by in essence, it's not through human hands, because it's done through machinery. It's not through human hands, it's done by machinery. So that's the job. When it means it comes down from Shemayim, it's done through machinery and through us. But that's there. I'm not saying for sure. I'm just saying, who knows? We honestly don't know. Do we know if it's going to be an actual eagle that's going to bring us there, or is it going to be a plane?
That'll be an eagle.
Okay, and if it's not, if it's a plane, then what? You're not going to go? You're not going to go. You're going to sit there and be like, no, I'm waiting for the eagle.
Well, hey, American, it might be eagle.
You know the story of the American eagle is so...
They thought, right? That was
American eagle is like a commuter plane.
Okay.
You're like, hold on.
A what?
A metal.
I guess in theory. I'm saying in theory. We have, it doesn't say over here, let's see what we got. There's going to be 50 amas to those areas. The chalonos atumos, by those chambers, there's going to be weird windows that go from the inside. They're going to be closed, and they're going to be like wide on one side, narrow on the other. Now, typically speaking, you have wider windows on the outside that go narrow on the inside. Where normally, that's what happens to get more sunlight to be able to go inside. This might be the opposite. Well, I don't have a word for that. Elehema. That's where by the Mishkan, that's what it was. The windows that were. Now, Elehema lithnima lashara saviv v'chin le'ilamos. Le'ilamos v'chalona saviv saviv lithnima ayol tamorin. There's going to be an ayol tamorin that's going to be some type of kosarus on the top. It's going to look like some type of a deco, like a palm tree as if. It's going to be a decoration on top. Yedine le'chotzer achitzon. I went out to the outer chotzer. Yedine le'shachos v'ritzva. There was going to be chambers as well as a floor. Also, lechatzos of Yisavir Shloshim leshachos al Rizpah. There were going to be 30 chambers by the floor. By Rizpah, Kedzal Sha'arim. That's going to be by the side of the gate. Lumas Orach Hasha'arim. By Rizpah, Tachtona. That's on the bottom. By Yomad Rokav. Lepnei Hashar Tachtona. They measured the width by that bottom gate. Lepnei Hachatzor Afanim. Michutz Mea Amah. There was going to be 100 amas of cutting about cell phones. By Shar Shapanim Derech Cell Phone. Right, the gate that was facing toward the north. Lechatzor Afanim. Midas Amadad Orach of Rafa. They measured the length and the width of that gate. There are going to be three areas from three on each side. The Ela the Elam of how you can meet it's a Shal Rishon, just like the first one. Chamishim Amaror Orko Veruchat Chamish Eser Amal, and the width is going to be 25 Amot. That's how big it was going to be. The Chalona the Elam of the Simorov can meet it's a Shal Sharpanim Derech Hakadim. It's going to be just like the one in the east. Umavol Shavi Yalubo, and they're going to be people that are going to be able to go through it. The Elam of with Nehem. Fine, let's go on. Pasachov Gimel Shal Lachatira Panimi Negra Shal Latzafon Lachadim. There's going to be another gate inside by the gates of the north and the east. The Yemen Mishal Shah Me'am is going to be 100 amas away. It will take me toward, then they took me toward the south. And Ishar Derech Adarom, Mabdeh Elov, the Elamov, Kimidos Ailah, it was the exact same Midos, Bachalon and Lov, Leilamov, Saviv Saviv, is going to have the same windows, same whatever, Kachalom, Zaila, Chamisha, Nama, Oreth, they're going to be 50 amas wide, Baruch, Chamisha, Zama, 25 amas wide. Malos Shiva Olosa, the Elamov, with Nam, there are going to be 7 steps that go up there, Visorum, Lo Echod, Mipol, Vachamipol, Elov, they're going to have those simor and those palm trees as well. Shal lechatzor afnimi derech adarom. Right, there's going to be a gate toward there by the south of Yom Yishar. Shal derech adarom me'amos, 100 amos away from the previous gate. The avinu lechatzor afnimi b'shar adarom. Yom Yishar adarom kamidus ha'ila. And again, the measurements are the same thing. We saw the ilav ve'ilamav kamidus ha'ila v'chalonos lo or ilamav saviv saviv chamishim amah orach baruch ha'vesrim v'chamish amos. Ilamav saviv saviv orach chamish v'esrim amah baruch ha'vchamish amos. It's the same as before. Ilamav lechatzor afnimi derech adarom me'ilav malos shmon and me'elov. And this is going to have 8 steps all together. The inner lechatzor apnimi. He brought me to the inner chatzor, derech hakadim, toward the east. So yamad as a shark meet as ela. He measured the gate according to these midos that were there. But saw beilam beilamav kinev as ela v'chalon as lo la'amav saviv saviv or chamishmav v'ruch chamishes ser ma'amav beilamav lechatzor hachitzona v'tumorom al elam v'poim po shmona malos me'alav. And once again, 8 steps. The avinu l'shar tafon. Then I was brought to the north. Umozav meet as ela. Again, the measurements were given. Tav ela v'alamav chalon as lo saviv saviv or chamishmav v'ruch chamishes ser ma'amav. Ela v'chatzor. Tomorrow, Tomi Posh Marmalos Malav. Once again, eight steps. Lishko Piskal by Ila Masharin. Shom Yedihos Ola. That's where they're going to rinse off the Ola and that Lishko. What's up?
All these spelled wrong words like Mealov and Kriya.
You know, this is one of the reasons why we need like the Mealmois for this. I don't have an answer, but it's clear that we're skipping out on certain things because there's hints that are being hinted to over here. I just don't know what they are.
Yeah, there's a lot. There's something spelled wrong. There's a lot of details here for this. Just to
and especially, and you're right, when all the words are off a bit, missing a yud, or spelled incorrectly, so to speak, obviously something's up. I would assume that there's sodos asura that are being learned from here, right, that I'm not going to be privy to. But again, this is something that's
got to be super deep, because otherwise, it's like...
Yeah, but you're not going to see this by reading this Rashi, Radak, Mitzvah, Dov, and Malvin. They're not going to talk about that. Anyway, Uba Ulam Ashar, Shnayim Shulchan is Mipol, Shnayim Shulchan is Mipol. Now, when you get to the Ulam, you can see two tables on this side, two tables on that side. Lishkot Olema Ola, that's where they shechted the Ola, the Chatzis for Hashem, as well as the Chatzis from the Hashem. Now, Akasik Mechutza La Ola, the Tzatzik Hashar by the gate, by the northern gate, Shnayim Shulchan is. Now, Akas Vachar Shal Ulam Ashar, Shnayim Shulchan is. There's another two on the other side. Arba Shulchan is Mipol, Arba Shulchan is Mipol. The Akas Vachar Shmona Shulchan is Alam Yishchatzu. Those are eight tables where they would check or butcher whatever they needed for the meat for the Korban Ola, the Korban Chatzis, Korban Hashem. Now, Arba Shulchan is Ola Abne Gazis. Those four tables have to be made out of hewn stone. Orach Amma Achat would be one Amma long, that's a foot and a half. Chetze Bachetze, Amma Achas Bachetze, 1.5 Ammos, that's more than that, that would be about 2.25 feet. The Rokav Amma Achas, it's going to be a wide Amma Achas Bachetze, 1.5 Ammos. The Goba Amma Achas, and it's going to be a height of one Amma, again a foot and a half high. Aleim, Yanichu et HaKelem Asher Yishkatu, that's the Ola Bamba Zavach, and they put the Kelem on top of there, as well as the Ola and the Korban Asfah. Shvat Chaim, Topak Echad, help me with this, guys. Mem Gimel Shvat Chaim, are these like the hooks? There we go. Tovah Chachem Uchanim Abayis Saviv Saviv. They were all around. They all show hundreds of sour corn. The reason why is obviously you need to strip off the skin. That was difficult.
In order to slay it.
Yeah, to strip for the skin off. Then they had the chambers all around that were used by the officers. The Chotzer Apanim Erishal Katsav Shara Tzafon Apanim Derech Drom. They faced the south. Echerel Katsav Shara Kadim Panei Derech Tzafon. Others toward the east. And the Malach spoke to me. Zoa Lishka Asher Panam Derech Adarom. This chamber, who's facing the south, La Kohanim Shomer Mishmar Tzavayis, that's going to be for the Kohanim. La Lishka Asher Panam Derech Tzav, on the one toward the north, La Kohanim Shomer Mishmar Tzavayis. Those are the ones that are watching over the Mizbeach. Hema B'nei Tzadok, HaKreg B'nei Levi L'Hashem L'Shor. So, they are the children of Tzadok, who are brought forth from the children of Levi to Hashem, to serve HaKadosh Baruch. Remember, there were two Kohanim by the times of David Melech. There was Tzadok and Abiyasar. Tzadok's children were the ones that were chosen to be the Kohanim over here. By Yamad, as a Chatzar Orach Mea Amma, Merokha Mea Amma, Merubas, it's going to be square. That's going to be the Chatzar. And the Mizbeach with Ne'abayis, and the Mizbeach is in front of the base of Mikdash. I was brought to the Ulam of the house. I saw 5 miles on one side, 5 on the other. And again, the width of the gate, 3 and 3. But the length of the Ulam was 20 amos. The width was 11. I guess that includes the walls. But there were steps leading up to it. There were pillars that went up to those tops. The pillars were on either side. That ends Perek Mem. We'll finish Mem Aleph over here, and I'm sorry that it's kind of brutal. We're going through the Mishka inside the Heichel itself. That's the Rokhav of the Oel Moed. Rokhav of Pesach Asramos. The door was 10 Amos. The length was 40 Amos. Rokhav Asramos. Now you go in the inside. The door was actually 6 Amos. Rokhav Pesach 7 Amos. And then the width of the doorway ended up being another 7. But Yomid Esorko Esramama, they measured the length altogether being 20 Amos. Rokhav Esramama, the width was 20 Amos. That area of 20 by 20 would be the Kodesh Kedashim. Now in, obviously, we had 10 by 10 in the Mishkan. It was 10 by 10. This is 20 by 20. But Yomid Kira Bayis Shesh Amos. So we measured the wall, the base of mixers, as being 6 Amos. But Rokhav Esramama, Arba Amos, Saviv, Saviv, Abay, Saviv. They went from one end to the other. I don't know what this means exactly. If anybody could look this up, 33 times. What's the pasuk above? How does it translate it over here?
11 upon 11 upon 11.
But what? What does that mean?
Do we have anything for that?
Cells were arranged cells from cell 33 and under the rest of the fundamental wall of the cells.
The cure shell type look cells.
They're not anchored into the wall of the
central building. I'm not so sure exactly what that means. There's a lot of stuff that I'm just confused about. Plus Zion. Rachava v'nusva lamala. It's wide and it goes up to the top. Lamala goes higher and higher. Latzlos. Kimuzim labayis lamala lamala. Saviv saviv labayis. Alkein rocha labayis lamala. Alkein tatoni yalo yonos v'chonet. It kept going up. What? So that's what they have to do. So what are they doing? They're just going around?
Yeah.
That's what it is. Uh-huh. I saw the heights going around. Mustos, right? Mustos, that's what was Meloakone. A certain amount. Sheshamos, that's Sila. 6 hours altogether. Rokha, Matir, Shalot, Ela, Lachut, Chane, Shamas, or 5 hours, the Vashar, Munach, Besha, Tloys, Ashilabais, Abin, Allah, Shaka, it's between the chambers. Rokha, that's around there with 20 hours wide. So the Bais of Yusavis. He has to see it.
But how is he writing?
I would assume, I don't know what you mean.
Is he writing it like, I saw it like this?
He said in the beginning, this is what I saw.
Okay.
That's all first person. One door by the north, one by the south. The wall was 5 amos. The length was 90 amos. That gives up binya, the kerosel, orach me'am. All of them was 100 amos long. Look at these words. The poem from each side, me'am, of Ahecho, Apanim, of Alain, Ulam, Yachatzar, is the Ulam as well. Hasipim, Tachalonim, Watumos, Vatikim, Sabib, Lishlashim, going around, Negresap, Schit, 8 Sabib, the certain type of wood going around, Sabib. The Aritat, Acholonis, Acholonis, Machusos, all the windows were covered. Ad Me'alapazar, all the way up to the top of the door, about, Va'ada, Bayez, Apanim, Vilachuzal, Kolakir, Sabib, Apanim, Vachitzon, Amidos, all of those measurements. Vasik, Kruven, Timorim. You're going to make Kruven and Timorim, those palm trees, Timorim being Kruv, Lakruv, Shnayim, Panim, Lakruv. All these are going to be made on top of the wood that you have made. You're going to engrave these engravings there. Pnei Adam al Timorim Pimpo, Pnei Kfir al Timorim Pimpo, also called by CVC. You're going to have the face of a person on one side, you're going to have the face of a lion on the other side. That's the wall of the Echel. It's going to be altogether a square. Pnei Akodesh Amara Kamara, it's going to be a certain vision. The Mizbeach is made of wood, 3 amos tall. Orko 2 amos mixos of loaf, Orko Shiros of 8, all of wood, that's going to be the Shulchan in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Obviously, a Mizbeach is not a Shulchan. The Gemara says that nowadays, even though we have no Mizbeach, our table in which we eat becomes our Mizbeach. And that's the holiness of the Mizbeach. What? Correct. Oh, you do?
Mm-hmm.
Which one? A Mizbeach is? Really, you say that line?
It's in right before you say the beginning part, you say this.
Well, this is where we got it from. It's going down from right over here. There are going to be 2 doors by the Hechel and the Kodesh. There's going to be 2 doors in front of those doors. 2 doors in front of one and 2 doors in front of one. Again, the doors are going to be engraved with these pictures, just like the walls of the 8th. Thick wood around it. All around that area itself. Okay, we're going to have to go. I don't know if we can do much more. Maybe we'll stop here for right now. Mem Gimel and Mem Dalet, if I remember correctly, are the rest of the Beis HaMikdash itself. And then Mem Hei, Mem Vav, Mem Zayin. I'm pretty sure that's when we go into more of the borders of Bnei Yisrael. We'll have to guess what. I don't have my safer on me, so we'll go around. I'm sorry. Yeah, Mem Beis, Mem Gimel, Mem Dalet, I think they're all the same. Yeah. Unfortunately. All right, guys, we'll stop it after.